Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, would you report a lazy colleague? Public servants or public sector workers in Australia have been asked to anonymously report colleagues who spend too much time on lunch or waste too much time in the office. Now, a BBC report on a memo sent to the staff at the Australian Tax Office in December, where the employees are urged to tell management they spotted anything suspicious or anybody being lazy. The memo released to the local media in Australia after Freedom of Information request is entitled "Seen Something Suspicious," and it begins by saying, "You might have seen it before. A colleague makes a habit of taking long lunches or regularly leaves early or spends too much time in the bathroom or spends the first hour of work eating breakfast or reading the paper or all of the above." The memo goes on to say that workers may or may not have a reason for this behaviour, but proper working hours need to be recorded in their internal systems. So if they had any suspicions that workmates weren't doing their best, it needs to be investigated by a manager. It goes on to say when a report is made, it'll be looked at or looked into, but it doesn't prejudge the outcome. If there's a reasonable explanation, these will be identified. If there aren't, appropriate action will be taken. But for privacy reasons, you may not always know what the outcome will be. But rest assured, it will be looked into. It's a kind of snitch line. So, realistically, would you snitch on a work colleague if they weren't performing? I've often thought about snitching on Ruth. But I said, so what's the point? Sorry, I said to myself, so what's the point? You know, she's outside. You know, she's dossing, she's having a smoke every now and again.
Sorry, eating
her vegan food at her desk.
Sorry, Sue goes for three times as many smokes as I do. Get off your high horse, Niall.
Let's not bring that up, okay? Sitting there eating her vegan rolls or whatever the hell she's eating.
Well, you eat your chicken wings and your sausage rolls.
Would you report a lazy work colleague? Honestly, now, a serious question, would you?
I would have to be at the end of my tether.
In other words, if you were picking up the tab, so to speak.
If I was picking up the tab for a very long time for no good reason, yeah, I would.
And doing their work, if they were part of a team, I suppose.
Yeah, if it got to the point, I think if it probably got to a point where it had been going on so long and they were still claiming the credit, I would end up snapping.
You better watch yourself there, John. Just saying. All right, Ruth said she would if it came to it. If somebody wasn't doing their job properly, of course, and they're part of a team, and she was obviously the one getting the slack over it, she would have to, obviously. But would you? You know, if one of the lads or the girls in work was, you're kind of saying to yourself, geez, they're always in the jacks, they're always outside smoking, they do very little, I end up doing extra stuff because of them, even though I get on well with them, I think I'd report them to the manager on the snitch line, anonymously. Although it would be in a smaller office, it's hard to be anonymous. They know who did it. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you report a lazy work colleague? Anne. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you, Niall?
Nice to talk to you, Anne. How are you today?
I'm good, indeed.
Would you report a lazy work colleague?
Absolutely not.
Would you not?
No, absolutely not. I started a new job there in the summer and I would not. I would feel... If you're in a position to maybe, unless it was for health and safety grounds, that they weren't, you know, that some there was going to be a danger.
Yeah, they're putting themselves or others in danger, yeah.
Yeah, correct. If it was just smoking or just lazy or on his phone or her phone, absolutely not. No, because that wouldn't be my job. I mean, if a manager is any good, they will spot the lazy people and they will also be able to pick out the people that are doing their job and doing it well. So I wouldn't be paid enough, I think, to be, unless you're in a set, you know, a managerial role, that you're quite close to the manager and you're asked for your opinion. But no, I wouldn't generally snitch on anyone. And even in my previous job that I worked for just under 30 years, it was a small setup. I wouldn't report anyone. No.
But see, the manager may not notice, because sometimes managers have a lot to do, depending on the size of the company. And, you know, that person may be in a team of, say, four in, let's say, sales or something. I don't know, or whatever section it.
Yeah.
And the others might be picking up the tab for the... So they're still reaching their target as a team because everybody else is working a little bit harder to make up for that person who might not be working so hard. So I know people... Somebody texts and says, snitches get stitches. I have heard that before. But does it not come to a point, as Ruth said, for example, a few minutes ago, my producer, that if it was ongoing and they were constantly picking, you were constantly picking up the pieces of it, or having to do a little bit of extra work to make up for the work they're not doing, would that get to a point that you just get browned off and you'd say, oh, I'm have to do something about this?
Well, no, I still wouldn't do it, even if there was a money or a voucher kind of thing, incentive to rat on people. Confidential line, how are you? That I don't cut with that either. But no, I wouldn't. I still think it wouldn't be. I suppose if you're really at your end of the line and you're at the end of your tether, I just leave the job, get another job that you'd feel more, I suppose, more part of the team and in a better situation.
Yeah, but nothing worse than working with a bad team.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I've done it in the past, and you know, and you feel like you're doing everything and they're doing nothing. You know?
Yeah.
Can I point out, but I'm just saying I've done it before.
It's not worth it because you just don't know where it'll come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some of the text coming in. Somebody says, "Not absolutely. If you're doing all the work and they're doing nothing, it's time to speak to management." So some people believe it is. Somebody says, "Not. It's starting to sound like when Leo Varadkar was telling everybody to snitch on those on social welfare. It's looking at the small man and not looking at the bigger problems." Well, I suppose, yeah, because as Anne rightly pointed out, maybe it is management and it is kind of a management. I suppose there should be things in place, Anne, to make sure people are doing the job. So everybody should have targets, shouldn't they? Or set things
absolutely,
they must do.
I mean, if a manager is any good, even if they have, we'll say, people under them working on a higher grade, they would spot the lazy or the person that's just not pulling their weight.
Yeah, there should be structures in place to identify that.
Absolutely.
I get what you're saying. So the idea in Australia now that they've put this memo out for the Australian Tax Office, which is the public sector workers, that they want them to anonymously report anything suspicious. And it does go on to outline it, you know, people who leave early, people who take longer lunches, or who for the first hour of their working day eat breakfast or read newspapers, that they should point this out to management. Do you think this is a bad idea, turning people against each other?
I think it could lead to a very difficult work environment. Mm. And it certainly wouldn't be worth it in the long term. I mean, it still goes back to management or senior management, even if we say a manager is missing, that somebody that's in charge wouldn't be able to identify that and spot that out in a few months. I mean, you know, if this goes on, and it goes on in every company, you would be able to pick out the freeloaders, as they're called, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's still not worth it as an employee unless you feel you're in that role that you can advise manager without it coming back to you, or even the snitch knowing that it was you that actually, you know, led to their name being blackened. No, I don't think it's worth it.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me just stay there a second. Let me just go to Alan as well. Alan, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Anne makes some good points there, Alan, that, you know, it kind of creates an us and them situation, and it creates a kind of hostile environment where people are all looking out at each other's work, I suppose.
Snitches get stitches.
But so, is there not a point you get to, Alan, where you feel you're doing all the work and somebody else is doing nothing?
Yeah, so there's that, right? But it goes back to, as Alan mentioned, it's poor management if they're not seeing this. So a decent manager should see this, right? So they shouldn't need to staff. So normally you can get peer-to-peer regulation, right? And that's where people say to each other, listen, you're taking the mick, right? You can have that working as well. But a decent manager should see this and should be able to pull people up on this. This is just lazy management. And you made a comment about Leo Varadkar, right? They want people turning on each other because that's how they work, is people against people. That's what they prefer. That's how governments keep themselves in. And instead of fixing the problem with our social services, they want people squealing on each other because Varadkar might actually have to do a job. Can you imagine if he did? But in a company, a decent manager should see all this. And you don't want to create a toxic atmosphere because that will then ruin a company and ruin the culture of a company. But it comes back to management. Poor management not doing their job. Because there's only one thing. When you look into this, it's probably the manager is probably going outside smoking the whole time.
That's
where all this has come from.
But so basically what's happening is here, the management in Australia, in the public sector, are basically looking for the staff to be their eyes and ears.
Yeah. But having lived in Australia for a while, the minute the sun shines, those lads are gone anyway.
Yeah, well, they mentioned that. Yeah, they do highlight that people leaving early. Why is that a thing in Australia? People kind of dodge off work really early.
Yeah, because any time people I work for, the minute when it was a belt and day over there, they'll say, listen, do you want to finish up? Right, okay. The fact that I was Irish and I was born.
And down onto Bondi Beach for the day, is it?
Down to the beach and for the afternoon, the way you go to beer.
I wouldn't mind doing that myself.
Comes back to poor management. The manager needs to actually step up rather than getting people. You're turning people on each other. Because you could have someone who doesn't like each other, and then they could start squealing and stuff, which isn't actually true. That's the thing you need to be very careful on.
By the way, Anne, have you ever worked with somebody who was lazy? Oh, is Anne gone? I think we lost her. Have you ever worked? Anne has gone home early. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anne, have you ever worked with somebody who is lazy?
Oh, yes, without doubt. I've also told the person they were lazy. I won't repeat the following word because it's daytime radio.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I wouldn't be the person that would have told them that when I worked with them. And they would soon get the message.
But do they get the message? That they just fall out with you?
Well, they can fall out all they want, but... Well, I would say, kind of, if they're picking up someone else's work, it's to stop. Point blank, just stop. You may be damaging the company in the short term, but you should stop doing someone else's work for them. Unless you're doing someone a favour and they return that favour to you, just stop. Don't do it. Don't pick up pieces for other people, because once you do it once, that's where the laziness comes from. People say, it's all right, you're not able to do it.
Yeah.
Like Ruth's picking up all your work there, so...
Is she?
They're
on she's kind of saying, yes, she is. Ruth, you're getting a gold star there from Alan.
I do everything around here. Thought you knew that.
You're like my, she's like my carer.
Take him outside for a walk, Ruth.
All right, listen, Alan, thanks for that. By the way, thanks to Caroline as well, who sent me that picture of Liz Truss. The resemblance is uncanny, can I just point out? Sorry, Caroline. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0000. It gave me a bit of a laugh today. I want to know, would you actually snitch on somebody in work if they weren't doing their job? Because in Australia, public sector workers have been encouraged to do it. To basically anonymously tip off management if somebody is lazy, you know, taking long smoke breaks, you know, taking long lunch breaks, you know, taking off early from work, etc., etc. They've been encouraged to rat on each other. Now, by the way, we have a culture of that in this country to some degree from upper management, because if you go back in time, of course, Leo Varadkar, going back about 5 years ago, was it, encouraged people to snitch on people who they believed were involved in social welfare fraud. And also we've had numerous snitch lines set up in relation to tax or fraud or social welfare, whatever it is. So over the years, and some people say that's the wrong way to approach the situation, because what you do is you turn people against each other instead of focusing on what the real problems in society are, which are not really those who are probably scamming a few quid off the social welfare. There's much bigger problems in this country than that, and that's what we should be focusing on. But anyway, the question is, would you tell on a work colleague, particularly if you were the one who had to do a little bit of extra work? You know what I mean? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Would you snitch? Don't forget, by the way, just to mention as well, if you want to head on down to Jobs Expo, it's out in Leisureland on the 17th of September. You might just be changing your career or looking for a new job or just looking for a job. There'll be lots of employers there. And remember, it's free of charge. You don't even have to pay to get in. But you do have to have a ticket. And to get a ticket, just go to jobsexpo.ie and register yourself and your friends or whoever you want to bring for a free ticket there. Let me go to James. James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon.
James, would you report somebody who was kind of lazy in work?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't work with them.
Right, okay, fair enough. So would you say it to them?
Historically, I don't work with people. There's a couple of people in my job who we'd move around a lot, and they'll get brought to me and I'll just say, nope.
Right.
And they're like, what? Nope. You don't work with me.
Yeah, no, I've done that before. I've often said I wouldn't work with an individual because I'm aware of their form, so to speak.
Yeah, and listen, without being facetious or not in a bullying way, I'll just tell the person we have people who are like charge hands, and they'll bring certain people and they know. Then when they go, the next time I see the charge hands, I don't work with him or her.
Yeah.
They don't have the same work ethic as me, and I know I'm not willing to either bring them up to my standard or lower down to theirs. So I just don't work with them. And that's fine.
Mm.
I remember I worked on the north side, and I would cycle from where I lived to the north side, which meant I had to leave my house at 5 o'clock in the morning. And a girl who lived 500-600 yards from the job was constantly late. And she was unfortunate enough to get put with me. She lasted 2 days. Every day, late. No,
I cannot. stand people who are late for meetings, people who are late for work, people who are late.
I mean, don't do it.
No, I mean, if you arrange to meet somebody, this is one of my, it really gets, if you arrange to meet somebody at a particular time and that person doesn't arrive at that time, I know an individual, right? And I have never known the Lewis to be so unreliable as far as this individual is concerned, or slow, because it's constantly, the Lewis was late. Oh, I missed the Lewis.
It's the ultimate in disrespect, in my opinion.
Well, then get an earlier Lewis. I mean, there's an answer to it. You know what I mean?
I made another point to your researcher, and it's probably slightly off tangent, but the LinkedIn generation, a lot of these places are hiring people off the basis of their LinkedIn profile.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. It's an absolute spoofers paradise.
No, it is. I know one guy, right? Now, I don't want to be bad to people here, but I know what he works at, right? And it's not the best job in the world, right? But his LinkedIn profile, he's there in a suit, he looks the business, and he's an administrative officer, and he's worked in mega companies. I don't know where, because I don't know when he's worked in these places. But it's, I can tell you now, his job title is not what he does. You would be fooled into thinking this guy is an executive.
and then, as your researcher said, I think spoofers are too busy looking after each other. So they're, if you bring something to their attention, i.e. someone's lazy or not doing their job, they're just worried about getting caught. So they're like, I'll deal with that another day, because they're thinking, Jesus Christ, how am I another day am I getting away? The last three people we've heard, I swear to you, I don't know how they've got in the door, but apparently their LinkedIn pages are, like, a fella took a cat out of a tree last week, I think he had it on his page, just in case one gets caught up there, you know, in the meantime. But I'm glad the trade, I mean, a lot of it is word of mouth.
So what goes down on his qualifications now, rescuing cats from trees?
I remember saying to my wife, I was thinking about making a LinkedIn, and she was like, We messed around, and she was like, is that it? I was like, well, yeah,
you should look at my LinkedIn, by the way, James. It's brilliant.
Go on, enlighten me.
I've worked everywhere in my LinkedIn. Go on, have a look at it. It's deadly. And I even look well. I'm holding an award. So James, getting back to what they're doing in Australia, they're encouraging people to snitch on each other if they're not coming up to scratch. Do you think that's a good idea?
But what's the reward? Let's be honest.
Well, I don't know. Why would you want a reward?
Yeah, but you get something. You get something for nothing in this day and age. So if you're gonna give them information that either brings up performance or saves the company money, you should be rewarded.
Right. So what? So like, if there was a 200 quid reward, would you do it?
Morally, I don't think I could. But I'm sure. Listen. I think someone had said earlier, personalities, when you work in a big industry, there's over 260 people in my job, we obviously don't all get on. I'm sure some people would be more than happy to shop other people, but you just need people who are in the positions of power to do their job. And I find in this day and age, they're unwilling to do that, because a lot of the time, the spoofers.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Mark. Mark, you reported a few spoofers, did you?
Sorry again, no, sorry.
Did you report a few spoofers? Did you?
I have. And I have to say, I do regret it throughout my whole career or life or work. And, one instance at the very beginning when I was a gung-ho salesman, you know, thought I was, you know, the bee's knees, and, you know, life was good, and I was in the travel business working for a tour operator, and I loved the job because I used to go away an awful lot. And my boss, my manager, she was lazy, personified. So I had a word with the area manager and just say, look, you know, I could do that job. And I was saying, you know, she's so lazy. You know what I'm like. And I was basically hunting for the job.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she had a word with the owner of the company, who I knew. I mean, I went to the son's bar mitzvah, the house was half the size of Downton Abbey. So, you know, it was a decent-sized company. And she had a word with the owner of the company, and I got the sack.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't pleasant. And I said, well, why is that, to the area manager? And she said, well, apparently he's sleeping with with the manager.
Oh, God. Japers. Just, you couldn't make that one up, could you?
No.
So it's like an episode of Dallas.
Yeah, so I got the sack. But I talked to a small claims court for unfair dismissal, which I won.
Yeah, well, and rightly
so. I was awarded £1,500 back in the 80s. Which I was happy about, but I wasn't happy in a way because I was...
Well, 1500 was a lot, considering you lost your job.
No, you know, it wasn't good. And I loved the job, I have to say.
Yeah.
It was a super job. You know, it was in the days of the tickets where you write out the tickets, not printed, not by computer. So we used to have a look at the allocations flights of the weekend. Oh, let's have a look at what's happening Greece-wise, what's happening in Spain, and we'll have to look at the tickets and say, oh, look, there's a flight to Malaga or Greece for this weekend, and just wrote the tickets out because we knew there was going to be availability.
Yeah.
So you used to take friends and family. It was great. And I lost it all. So there we are. Oh, I wouldn't do it again.
All right, but do you think the policy in a company, well, particularly in public sector, which is, you know, the government, do you think a policy in place encouraging people to kind of squeal on each other if they're not pulling their weight, is that a good policy to have?
They're obviously looking for cutbacks, but I think it's just an exercise to make themselves look good. But I think nothing would happen about it anyway.
Squealing? I mean, I mentioned earlier on Leo Varadkar had a policy, well, to try to bring in a policy there going back a while ago. You know, of getting people to snitch on people they believed were involved in social welfare fraud, you know, or claiming the dole if they shouldn't be. Are those kind of policies, do they work or do they just turn people against each other?
Well, yes, in a way, they do work. But in another way, I know of people that have been snitched on, not by me, but that's not interested in that sort of thing. But I know people that have, you know, ratted out certain individuals and they have their money taken away, and then a month later, they get their money back over a technicality. So I think it's a bit of a waste of time, to be honest.
Probably a waste of time.
I think it's to make the public think, oh, they're doing a good job. But nothing really, really significantly happens.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Mark, interesting story. Sleeping with the enemy, as they say. Anyway, by the way, just to mention as well, Dublin Airport have confirmed they are bringing in friends from high places, not low places. Garth Brooks has arrived on Irish soil, and I know 500,000 of you out there who are going to see him. Well, nearly 500,000 people will be delighted to hear that. Well, certainly on Irish concrete. Ahead of his 5 gigs in Dublin's Croke Park over the next 2 weekends. So, they're ready for the dance. I got friends in low places. Do you think if Garrett got sick, Ruth, I could fill in for him?
No.
Why?
No, please stop singing on the radio.
I got friends in low places.
Very quick poll before we move on. Should Niall stop singing on the radio? Yes or no?
By the way, somebody says, hi, Niall. I'm thinking of starting a GoFundMe page to buy a saddle for Ruth because I think she's carrying you. Here's another little funny WhatsApp message as well.
How's it going, Niall? How you doing? So my opinion on that, at the end of the day, snitches get stitches. But it doesn't stop you from actually standing up to the plonker and saying, listen here, buddy, get your bloody act together, because I'm not going to pick up the slack for you. No way, no how. Work, baby, work.
Work, baby, work. There you go. I couldn't even do it in his accent, but try it. The plonker, you're right. Yeah, you need to say, look, if somebody's not picking up the slack, just say it to them. Listen, do your job, you clown, you plonker.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.